Welcome, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to your local radio station. This is Mike and Kim Burge. We're going to share a little bit of the good stuff today, don't you think, Mike?
I think we will, but first I want to remind you about Home on the Range Champions Ride. It's the 67th annual PRCA Champions Ride Saddle Bronc Match, Saturday, August 5th at Home on the Ranges in Sentinel Butte, North Dakota. PRCA Cowboys competing against the best bucking horses in the world. The Champions Ride, August 5th. At Home on the Range, exit 7 on I-94, east of Beach, North Dakota. Gates open at 10 a.m., grand entry at 12:30 Mountain Time. For more information, you can go to hotrnd.com. And all proceeds of the match are given to Home on the Range to help children living there.
And yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota. They're open 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday or by appointment. If you can't be there in that time frame, just call 605-642-5884. That's 605-642-5884. Yesterday's Antiques, downtown Spearfish.
And the Days of 76 in Deadwood going on through the 29th. It's the 19 times Pro Rodeo of the Year. Rodeo performances actually coming up Wednesday the 26th through the 29th. Parades on Friday afternoon and Saturday morning. It's the Days of 76 going on through Saturday in Deadwood. Go online for tickets and times at daysof76.com.
And Tri-State Livestock News is a commercial cattleman's publication located in the heart of one of the greatest beef cow-calf producing regions in the world. They're a reliable source for ag news, market results, rodeo standings, as well as cattle health, ag politics, and more. Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read. Okay, Mike, what do we got for good stuff today?
Well, Kim, I thought maybe we better start things off with a few more of those truths about life. And then we might get into something by Andy Nelson called Cowboys on Facebook, which should be entertaining. So here's a truth about life. Putting something off makes it instantly harder and scarier. And another one of those, nobody knows more than a minuscule fraction of what's going on in the world. It's just way too big for any one person to know it very well. So Cowboys on Facebook, and this was an Andy Nelson article. He's a second-generation farrier, cowboy poet, MC, humorist, rodeo announcer, and co-host with his brother Jim of the popular syndicated Clear Out West radio show. So give credit to Andy Nelson. I found a new way to keep up with my pards. That seems to be all of the rage. I revel in stalking my cowboy buddies from my very own Facebook page. I'm the jigger boss of my own cyber wall, a social media buckaroo. I ride hard all over my internet range, and all of my buddies do too. I post and poke and I tag and I like. It seems that the fun never ends. I share and I add the most all my replies, irritate most all of my friends. I'm on the confuser first thing in the morning, asking for side pork recipes, but holding a skillet of splattering grease makes it real hard to take selfies. With smartphone I go as I see to my chores and film my cat having kitties, then upload a clip of a silly bum lamb nursing on the milk cow's udders. I spend most of the morning passing along unsubstantiated rumors. I ask a few pards about wart remedies and treatments for sarcoid tumors. I don't care much for the political post, just like most all of the masses. Pachyderm or burrow, far as I'm concerned, both parties' mascots are asses. I get all jacked up when a notice comes in. It might be my birthday or not. Then invite all my friends to join an event called My Party That You Forgot. I keep track of feed days with a status update. I don't do anything by halves, and I make sure to post a new life event each time that a mama cow calves. The joke that I shared of the old spotted donk didn't much seem to offend me, but the appy folks and the mule skinning crowd, all of them, want to unfriend me. I get back to the house and upload some pics of me with my new heeler pup, a new horse colt, a prolapsed old cow, and something the barn cat threw up. I know my old pards will be waiting to hear about my evening evolution, so I share a quick pic of me in the tub with my new dandruff solution. Then I jump in my long johns, flop into bed, and rehash my day on the run. I'm worn to a frazzle, but don't understand why I don't get anything done. The humor of Andy Nelson there out of Pinedale, Wyoming. Now, if you have something that you'd like to share with us here on The Good Stuff, please send that and include the author, if you know who that is. Send it to kimhburge@gmail.com and we can take a look at it. Thanks for being with us today on your local radio station. Keep on listening, would you, for more good stuff.